This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lead federal prosecutor who helped negotiate a so-called sweetheart deal for financier Jeffrey Epstein has submitted her resignation. A lawyer for A. Marie Villafana confirming that she has stepped down from the Justice Department amid an investigation into the role that she and other prosecutors played in that deal that allowed Epstein to plead guilty to just one count of soliciting a minor for prostitution. When the list of allegations against him ran a mile long, he ended up serving just 13 months jail time, and that was on work release back in 2008. President Trump tweeting this morning that guns should not be placed in the hands of mentally ill or deranged people. He says serious discussions are going on between the U.S. House and Senate leadership over meaningful background checks, which is something the NRA opposes. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A man armed with a long gun gets into a gun battle with police in Irvington, New Jersey, near the city of Newark yesterday. Three cops were shot. The gunman was killed. Another person also killed. The officer's injuries believed to be non-life-threatening. Two people were killed after a gunman got out of his truck in the middle of a Houston, Texas highway and fired into another vehicle. The assistant Houston police chief, Bobby Dobbins, says the gunman was with a second man.
We believe there are two. We don't believe there were two shooters, just one, but we're not positive.
The president leaving moments ago from the White House to head to New Jersey to begin a vacation. He was still insisting to reporters Americans are not paying for the steep tariffs that he's imposed on China, though economists and trade analysts have said otherwise. Trump does say that the meetings between the two sides are expected to resume next month, and this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A reward's going up for information leading to the capture of an inmate believed to have killed a Tennessee State employee. The reward for West Tennessee State Penitentiary escapee Curtis Ray Watson, now at nearly $53,000. Watson broke out Wednesday, is suspected of killing an administrator at a home near the prison. A federal judge is ordering a neo-Nazi to pay a Jewish woman $14 million for a targeted campaign of harassment. Andrew Anglin published Tanya Gersh's personal details on his white nationalist website, The Daily Stormer, in 2017, and he urged his readers to contact the Montana woman. Well, they did so, leaving a barrage of racist messages and death threats. Gersh has called Thursday's court ruling a victory against hatred. Anglin's former lawyer has said he no longer lives in the U.S. His client no longer does. The creator of the viral Storm Area 51 event says that he got a visit from the FBI. Matty Roberts telling a Bakersfield TV station that agents showed up at his home recently, and he admitted he was scared at first, but he says the agents were actually, quote, super cool, and just wanted to make sure that he wasn't a terrorist making pipe bombs in his living room. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, great to have you along with us as we pursue the truth together, no matter where it leads, because the bottom line of all this is the truth heals, ladies and gentlemen. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, former U.S. Congressman Tom Tancredo joins us, serves as the advisory board member for We Build the Wall. He was the author of the famous Bush-era book called The Mortal Danger, The Battle for America's Border and Security. Congressman Tancredo, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Well, let's break it down. The El Paso situation with what the country is grieving over right now and the vitriol and dangerous rhetoric, as we've been saying on this show, Tom, it really hinders the healing process when it's mired with all this this rhetoric and name-calling and hate and evil that's being perpetrated.
You have to wonder whether or not some of the people that are involved with this, that are the most vociferous and the most hateful, are even the slightest bit concerned about healing. It does seem to me, and it's almost inconceivable, but it does seem to me that the primary goal for so many of these folks has nothing to do with healing, but everything to do with politics and with gaining an advantage. Picture, it's a horrible picture in my mind, but I picture people crawling over dead bodies to get to crawling up to a brass ring that says, you know, media attention.
And, right.
And it's just horrible. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I've really ever seen anything like this in my political life, which has been, by the way, fairly long.
I was going to say, you served us for 10 years as a congressman out of Colorado, and, and your heart's been towards service. And so when you see the political demeanor reduced to its lowest common denominator, I mean, this has to grieve you.
Oh, my district, when I went into Congress in 1998, my district was Littleton, Colorado, and the school that was maybe a mile from me was called Columbine.
Mm. Oh.
Most of my neighbors, of course, we did not have our children there at the time. Ours were out, but most of our neighbors did. It was the most horrendous thing that I ever went through as a congressman, having to deal with the aftermath of that among my friends, colleagues, and neighbors. And what they went through, of course, was beyond description. And that was the first one of these things. And I will never forget it. I will never forget what torture it was for the community itself. I mean, you could walk around this community for literally months after and feel the pall that existed over it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, there's no explaining it. There's no defining it for, you know, that in ways that people can understand. And no, and dear God, I don't want anybody to go through it to have to understand
right.
it.
Exactly.
But all I'm telling you is that I know what it was like, and I know the feeling in the heart is the first thing that most sane people do under these circumstances is think to themselves, what can I do to stop this? What could I possibly do in whatever capacity I happen to serve in, whether it's Congress or wherever in the community? What can I do?
Right.
And so I know that that is the primary feeling usually, as I say, sane people. But in this case, I must tell you, look at these people running for office and the things they say, which, of course, has nothing to do with ever stopping events like this, but just simply gaining a political advantage, they believe. And I think, how despicable. I don't know any other words to describe it. It is absolutely despicable where it's leading our country.
Right.
I hate to think.
Well, and they're fundraising on this, too, Tom. That's
yeah.
even, to add to the disgust of it all, they actually have the nerve to fundraise on this, and there will be people that will support them, send them money off of this, and yet, you know, on the other hand, you have Joaquin Castro sending out a list of Donald Trump donors, all in the interest of shaming them and somehow having them, you know, be boycotted or shamed because and associated with this moniker that they tried to place on this president, which, you know, for decades, Donald Trump has been consistent as a citizen, as a candidate, as a president, that he disavows any association with white supremacy, bigotry, and racism. And the mainstream media, cable news networks, they don't want to hear it.
No. They are aiding and abetting in this. I firmly believe it.
Mm-hmm.
When you see somebody come on national television who had the position of being the former assistant director of the FBI, if I'm not mistaken, that was his title,
mm-hmm.
on, was it MSNBC or one of them like that, who says, Donald Trump, when he ordered the flags flown at half-mast until the 8th of August.
Oh, yeah.
That was a dog whistle. A dog whistle to neo-Nazis, because it's the 8th, 8th month, 8th day, and the 8th letter of the alphabet is Hitler, so 8-8-H-H means Heil Hitler. I mean, when you have people like him, you know, some sort of stature, whatever
right.
you want to call, and then a television station putting it up, and the whole I guess I see what you mean. We have sunk into an abyss, a journalistic abyss, and we've had been dealing with this, of course, for several years. You know, for 2.5 years, they had been looking for a Russian spy with a mega hat under every bush,
right?
And couldn't find one, because they essentially don't exist.
Yes.
We now certainly know it. But so they have to replace it. That narrative has worn itself out. So now it is a white supremacist under every bush. And I will tell you, it's just as idiotic. Now, I'm not saying there aren't people who would fit that category, but I'm telling you what they comprise in terms of the population of this country is infinitesimally small. And I don't believe that, frankly, even this guy in El Paso was acting on that particular emotion. These people are, they've got psychological problems that the left is trying to turn into ideological problems.
Exactly. Well, there is such a thing Congressman, as due process, and due process, particularly now, is critical. If we're going to make decisions that will affect all citizens of this country and are consistent with our beliefs and principles and commitment to the U.S. Constitution, we've got to go through this process. It does take some time, but what I'm concerned about is if we make decisions in the middle of emotions as raw as they are, then this is where mistakes and unintended consequences can rise. Is that correct?
You bet. Absolutely. And you see this happening all over the place. And here in Denver, even some of the local city council decisions made based on emotion.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from the congressman after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle. And no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows, take the stain.
listening to Bill Martinez live.
Only if you have ears to hear, ladies and gentlemen, we're back with you, fresh and independent, at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Former U.S. Congressman Tom Tancredo, Republican out of Colorado, serves as the advisory board member for We Build the Wall. He was author of the famous Bush-era book called In Mortal Danger, The Battle for America's Border Insecurity. Tom, let me ask you, 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, President Trump garnered 63 million votes. Why did America decide to go with an outsider and not the presumptive winner of the presidential campaign, Hillary Clinton?
I think he spoke to everybody that had not heard from a politician like him before, and whose concerns he articulated, and did so in a way that made sense to them, and because he was not the same old thing, he struck a chord, I think, that was it was certainly there to be struck, and no one wanted to do it. No one, everyone would back away from it for fear of a variety of things. But of course, electoral defeat being the most significant. But the I think that, you know, you have a country that frankly believes in things that, and for the most part, I mean, honestly, if you go out and ask people on the street. And this, I think, has gone on for decades. I've been dealing with the issue of immigration for I don't know how long, and well, I do know long, but about three decades. Wow. In politics, and at any given time along that period, if you go out and talk to people and say, "What do you believe we should have secure borders?" People would say yes. Do you believe that we should, that people should come into this country legally and not sneak in? Yes. Do you believe in the concept of citizenship? Yes. These were majority opinions for years, but the political elites never wanted to actually tap into those. They were those ideas were antithetical to what the elites wanted. And I'm thinking about in both parties. Believe me, I had as much problems in the Republican Party with getting anything done on this issue as I did with Democrats. I always said there were two big problems, Democrats being one, saying that they want, because they saw massive immigration of people who, both legal and illegal, of people who did not want to assimilate into the country, who they encouraged not to assimilate. And to become dependent on the government, they saw them as their voters.
Exactly.
The Republicans looked at the exact same phenomena and saw cheap labor. Hence, and that's, I'm saying the elites. I'm talking about in the Republican Party, it was really the Chamber of Commerce Republicans, I called them.
Right.
And that's where all the money came from. And so you had this block of elites. Well, here comes somebody who isn't a part of that. And, you know, and who says, no, the hell with that.
Yeah, we love independence, don't we, Tom?
You bet. You yes. bet. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that is what happened, and I think it will happen again. I pray for his safety, though.
Yeah, I'm right with you. Well, Tom, the issue, you know, the way Donald Trump, I mean, well, up until last week, the number one issue facing America in all the polls indicated it was about immigration. Right now, we're dealing with some gun issues, you know, what we're going to do about the rash, the increasing number of these murders, these mass murders that are taking place in our country, and what to do about it. But no doubt, I agree that immigration is still going to be an issue, because at the very heart of it, it speaks to, are we a country of law and order, or are we a country of lawlessness? Because what our open borders have subjected us to is sex trafficking, gangs coming in, illegals here in this country who are here illegally, you know, murdering our citizens, whether it's by DUI, by a gun. I mean, just about every state of the union has been affected at the hands of an illegal immigrant killing one of our citizens. And it's as if Atlas is shrugging here with some of these narratives that are coming out from the mainstream media.
More people have been killed in this country. More innocent people have been killed by people who are here illegally than have been killed in all the mass shootings that we've had. Now, that's not to say one is better. All I'm telling you is that there should be as much attention paid to the one as the other, because one, the one is much easier to stop, frankly, to deal with.
Right.
When you secure your borders and you work internally to deal with the people who shouldn't be here and been here a long time, and they're you know, murdering, raping, robbing. When you can do that, you will reduce the number of people who are killed by people who are here illegally dramatically, for obvious reasons.
Exactly.
It is a way to deal with it, and yet they completely ignore that aspect of it and pretend that they are concerned about all these other people who are killed. Well, the thousands, and I mean tens of thousands of people over time, DUIs, yes, but also, you know, just regular nasty old rotten murders and all the heartache that has been perpetrated on millions of Americans through their families, the families of these people who have been so damaged. What about them? Does
right.
anybody care? Well, of course, I think Donald Trump does, and I think he's trying his best to do something about it, and I'm happy to be trying to help him.
And the Hispanic immigrants, see, what's not being reported by the mainstream media, because it doesn't fit their agenda, certainly, the truth gets in the way of their agenda constantly, is that the Hispanic immigrants who are here legally, where does MS-13 land up? You know, they end up many times, and all this sex trafficking ends up in their communities. It is blighting and devastating their communities. This is why there is an outcry for law and order. You didn't hear, you know, a consistent outcry that was anti-Trump in El Paso even, because the immigrants there, first of all, they knew the truth. They know that Donald Trump did not say that all Hispanics were evil. You know, this is what has been fed, and some that want to buy into that grape juice have you know, taken a big swig of it. But most people know that that was an absolute lie taken out of context and used for their agenda purposes. They know that their local communities are being devastated by sex traffickers, drug runners, and, you know, and MS-13.
Our wage rates. I mean, let's face it, who are hurt most economically by mass immigration of people who are low-skilled, low-wage earners? It's the people on the lowest rung of the ladder here in the country who are citizens. Those are the folks that are immediately negatively impacted by it.
Exactly.
And I always say, you know, I wish we had such a thing as a national plebiscite, so that we can have a national vote on something like this. But I'd say the only people that get to vote are legal immigrants into the country.
Yeah.
And you want to bet how this would turn out?
Yeah, without a doubt. What a novel idea. Tom, I got about a minute left here. I want to give you some time to tell people about We Build the Wall, what it's about, and where they can go for more information.
Sure. We Build the Wall, a privately funded operation that is designed to plug gaps along the border where they has been unable, unwilling to do it. We will do it. We have finished the first project. It's in El Paso. Actually, it's on the New Mexico side.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3/4 mile long. It is incredible. Go to WeBuildTheWall.us and see it. I'm going to sound like Donald Trump. The greatest wall you ever saw in
life. Well, we have to see this, Tom, because for ourselves, because this starts to put, you know, some concrete vision and practical application of what we need to do, and begins to bring back law and order to our country, does it not?
But that's the theory, my friend.
Well,
and it's a great thing, honestly. Go to WeBuildTheWall.us. People, look at it. Contribute if you can. We're going to continue to build as long as we can. And it's a tremendous thing.
Well, congratulations and all the great work. We're right behind you. Former U.S. Congressman Tom Tamberio.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lead federal prosecutor who helped negotiate a so-called sweetheart deal for financier Jeffrey Epstein has submitted her resignation. A lawyer for A. Marie Villafana confirming that she has stepped down from the Justice Department amid an investigation into the role that she and other prosecutors played in that deal that allowed Epstein to plead guilty to just one count of soliciting a minor for prostitution. When the list of allegations against him ran a mile long, he ended up serving just 13 months. Jail time, and that was on work release back in 2008. President Trump tweeting this morning that guns should not be placed in the hands of mentally ill or deranged people. He says serious discussions are going on between the U.S. House and Senate leadership over meaningful background checks, which is something the NRA opposes. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Here we give it to you straight, ladies and gentlemen. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, this is why we're grateful to have Dr. Alveda King with us, Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn for Priests for Life. Alveda, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Wonderful, Bill. Great to be with you always.
Well, I wanted you to be here today especially because we have a grieving nation that we're praying for, Alveda, as you know, with what happened not only in Dayton, Ohio, in El Paso. They're not even mentioning Chicago. We had six murders over the weekend in Chicago, and that is set aside. But, you know, one of the things that I've been cautioning people, and I know this is your heart as well, is we have to be careful about the language that is used out there. And it is rather reckless, the assignment that the president is somehow racist, that he supports white nationalism and supremacy. I mean, on what basis can you make those kind of statements? But they're so irresponsible that, number one, it shuts down the conversation. Number two, I believe it adds to the promotion of this kind of misbehavior that we're seeing.
Bill, can we unpack this? One piece at a time. The first piece, America, we are praying together.
Amen.
Praying for you, praying for those families who have experienced losses. I think it was Chicago, two mothers who were fighting gang violence against black-on-black crime, killing their children, and two mothers were shot down.
Mm.
I don't think the media kind of really picked up on that so much. But all of this, the white supremacists, all of that. So we are praying, Lord, please bless and heal and comfort these who are experiencing loss. And comfort all of us, because we're America. We experience it too. Now, the next piece you talked about, banding the race card, throwing the race card, calling President Trump a racist. I've dealt with many racists, so I know a racist when I see one. President Trump is not. But I have relationships as a Democrat state legislator with racists and was able to pass legislation and to get them to see, no, we are not separate races. We are Act 1726, one blood. We're supposed to be a family. Mm-hmm. And just because your skin is one color, mine is another color, science and religion say we are one blood, not separate races. So a racist is subject to emotions and anger and all of that based on skin color primarily. You can have it with the class war as well, where my money is bigger than yours, so I'm better than you, or my skin is different from yours, I'm better than you. But we're not colorblind, Bill. We can see with our eyes wide open. I think that's in Colossians, the book of Colossians. Open your eyes and see. We know Jesus gives sight to the blind. We're not colorblind. We can see skin color, but we're not supposed to fight over it. Now, sometimes when President Trump speaks and people just get totally angry and totally emotional, but I noticed lately he's explaining when he says to Congressman Elijah Cummings, I don't dislike you. Secretary Ben Carson said, would you sit down with the representative if he would agree? President Trump says, yes, I'm not angry with him. What I'm saying is this. Okay, your area, your district, your city gets billions of dollars for improvement, but somehow one part of it gets overlooked, and those are people you represent. So if you investigated me, go ahead, but why don't you investigate that? That's
exactly
not a racist remark.
Mm-hmm. No, without a doubt. And, and Dr. Ben Carson invited Elijah Cummings to come with him to Baltimore so that they could, be a bipartisan joint effort. My goodness.
Right.
I mean, who in Baltimore, who in this country would not want to see that? But Elijah Cummings cannot get outside of himself. And I feel for him. I'm sorry that he's that
emotional.
Well,
he might still be locked into skin color racism, you know?
Right.
And because I was watching the Democrats for a minute. And I'm, I am a Republican, but it's not about political party. We don't worship government. We worship God. President Trump said that. We all believe the same. But he's a racist. He's playing the race card without even admitting they should know better. They all went to school, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to stop throwing that race card out there. That has to stop. So I'm very grateful because President Trump did another thing after the 20 black pastors met with him this second time.
Mm-hmm.
We had done it before, and it's not even true, Bill, that they did that for damage control. I already had my ticket when the tweet went out.
Right.
To go there.
Right.
And my invitation is days before all of that happened, so it's not true. But he was talking to the media. He had gone to Virginia. He had condemned slavery in his speech. There was one protester who said, you can't make me go home. And the media only filmed the protester, never filmed what President Trump said. So when he was on, I think, the White House lawn, he says, sometimes I just say to you, why didn't you tell him what I said? Instead of the lady telling me I couldn't send her home.
Right. Well, and this has been the problem from day one. They took half of the sentence. Yeah. The rest of it was go home, and it wasn't necessarily go back to your home country. He didn't say your home country. Go home, fix the problem, then come back and show us how. Those two other elements were missing, which was, look, at you're complaining about the bigger picture. Your responsibility as a representative of your constituency is your home district. Go fix those problems, Elijah Cummings.
And then come
AOC.
Back and tell us, yeah, a good track record, a good, what do they call that? Best practice.
Yes, exactly.
And the 20 of us who went to the White House, all of us took solutions to the president. Amen. All of us.
Well, Alveda, it pains me, and to your point, and this is what continues the pain here, is people are so quick to throw out the race card, call the president a white supremacist, and all these other names, all in this arena for the 2020 election campaign, and what they're doing is they are stopping the conversation, the very thing that we need to do to be able to sit down and talk about reasonable solutions. Those are prohibited because, for some reason, the order of the day is, you know, and the acceptable, I should say, order of the day is to call the president by names that there's no factual basis whatsoever. And it's disgusting, whether it is an elected official or somebody who wants to run for the highest office in the land, that they would use that kind of unfounded language and they would stay in the realm of the emotion, as you say.
And, you know, I'm director of Civil Rights for the Unborn. .org, over at Priest for Life. Everybody at that table, when we met with President, affirmed and confirmed, and he did too, that human life is sacred. Reuniting citizens out of jail with their families, opportunity zones, small business administration, helping people to start their own businesses. I'm so glad he brought the steel mills back. With the immigrants, honest to goodness,
yes. If
the immigrants coming in, especially those who have not been gone through the whole procedure that many of their brothers and sisters who are here who have, it's a disservice to all of us who are paying taxes, who are working here in our community, and then you come in and take the jobs, and then we end up in Baltimore with trash all around us with rats. That's not working. That's just not good, Bill. Let me say this. Let me give you a foreign language. I'm just about to speak. A foreign language whose ancestors were also immigrants. Civility.
Mm. Yeah.
Plain speaking.
Yes.
Thinking. Moral. Decency. Now, that's a foreign language in America right now. But
sadly,
I've got to ask this. Okay, you've got random acts of kindness and random acts of violence. You have to think where both of them come from and then look for a solution.
Exactly. Well, the president today condemned hate in all forms, white supremacy, racism, and bigotry. Alveda, let's see if the mainstream media can echo that and support the cause for, and I say it's the greater cause for all America, because we all need to line up with the president's speech this morning in talking about condemning hate in all forms. We need to watch the language that we use, right?
We all believe the same. Let's remember it, and let's speak that new language. Civility, decency, kindness, love.
Speak life. Speak life. Right?
Amen. Life.
Amen. Evangelist Alveda King, Director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, for Priest for Life. Alveda, where can they go for more information? Remind them. Dr. Alveda King. Thank you, Alveda. Appreciate it. God bless.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visit are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You've heard me. I've been bragging about her for a long time and her new movie that's coming out called Overcomer. Priscilla Shire joins us now, an American author, motivational speaker, actress, Christian evangelist, and she's here with us right now to talk about this new movie, Overcomer. Priscilla, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited to be talking about Overcomer. I had a chance to see it. And, oh, my gosh, you and the Kendrick brothers, again, you guys have teamed up to come up with something real special.
Oh, man, I sure do hope that it blesses people and encourages folks the same way War Room did.
Mm. Well, yeah, speaking of which, I told you, you know, I got friends that also saw the movie, and they're going, Bill, War Room was my favorite. Now, this one here, wow, you know, it's 6 of 1, half dozen another, you know. And
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, too, that kind of response. But, you know, the message that you have in Overcomer is just so, I don't know, can we say timely? You know, you get those messages that come in at a time when they're most needed. And it seems to be that's what Overcomer's about here.
You know, I would agree with you. And I think that's something that is so unique and that the Lord is using the Kendrick brothers for. They pray through their projects for so many years before they ever go to a filming one. And they just want to get a sense of the Holy Spirit's nod of approval. And I think because of that, all their movies have been timely. Like, they just have come out at a time where the culture needed that beacon of light in regards to that topic. And if the country and the world has ever been in an identity crisis, any more than now, I don't know when that's been. Folks are just floundering trying to discover who they are. And we can see this most clearly in the redefinition of everything, redefining genders, redefining marriage, redefining family. Nobody's anchored in the truth and standing firmly in the truth of the definitions that our God has given us as to who we are. And that's what this film is all about.
You know, and I tell you, this is what we talk about on this show from time to time, Priscilla, and you use this the right word, anchored. You know, the Bible says people without vision will perish or cast off restraint. That casting off restraint are these anchoring points to the truth, to the Word of God that holds us steady no matter what the storms are, no matter what hits us, we know what we can count on. But in a culture today, and dare I say, even in some churches today, they have let go of those anchoring points. And it's no wonder that people are in chaos.
Yeah, it's scary. It's scary. The world is too difficult. Life is too hard. Everything is too up one down and up one day and down the other for you not to have something anchoring you. Even this past year, my personal family has been through, honestly, four or five very horrible losses and family members and difficult diagnosis and one thing after the other. And we've been so grateful because it's in times like those that you really discover whether or not the hope that you have in Christ, whether you really believe it or not, whether you're really anchored in his truth or not. And so in the film, you've got several main characters whose lives are in a bit of a tailspin because their significance was rooted in the success of their career or in relationships that they had or external things. And when those things are pulled away, that's when you really get to see whether or not you had an illegitimate attachment to those things. There's nothing wrong with success or the money that you've made or the relationships that you have, but when your significance is tied to them, that's when there's a problem because everything changes.
Well, you know, you brought up some personal challenges. I spoke with your dad at NRB here a couple months back. Your dad, of course, Tony Evans. Just for clarification for those that are, you know, that go, okay, I thought that she, you know, Tony is her dad. But, you know, your mom, how's mom doing?
You know what? My mom is doing really great, and I'm grateful to you for asking. The reality is we still need God to do a miracle. There's not really a medical way that they can heal her, and they've made that clear to us. Mm-hmm. But the flip side of it is we've actually already seen God's grace in that they don't quite understand why she's not in pain and why she's not in constant discomfort. Mm-hmm. But she's not. I mean, if you saw her, you would not even know she's sick because she really has been able to function as she would normally for the most part. And so that right there actually is already a sign of just God's grace through all
Amen.
Of this.
Well, I know that many are praying, and I will say to you that we're praying for Mom, and unlike the one character at that point, I'll tell you, that one moment in the movie where, the father who's lying in bed questions the coach, coach to say, well, you know, you said you were going to pray for me. Let me ask you, did you pray for me?
Did you?
Wow, yeah, I'm telling you. That hit the hearts of a lot of people in the room that we were in that were watching this movie. I'm telling you, it really calls you to accountability.
Yeah, it really does. And I think that this movie is going to do that. It's going to entertain people as the Kendrick Brothers movies always do. It's going to engage their emotions for sure, but it also they're going to leave asking themselves questions. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point, is to get people to sort of grapple with internal spiritual issues and draw them back to the feet of Jesus and into more intimate relationship with him.
You're going to laugh in this movie, too. There's some real funny parts. I mean, you know, Coach Harrison is hysterical. I mean, like, oh, my gosh, especially the running scenes that he's trying to do. It. Even his son, who's an athlete, and he's going out there thinking he can run a 5K and realizes that it's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So good fun. And the actress who is introduced, this young girl, this is the first time she's acted, right?
It is. Her name is Erin Wright Thompson, and she is as delightful on screen as she is off. So just a really great young lady, and I think people are really going to enjoy seeing her on screen.
Well, give us a quick summary here of the movie so the people have some reference here.
Absolutely. It's based around mostly a 15-year-old girl named Hannah. Hannah's identity really is struggling, her sense of self-worth and significance and value, mostly because she's a teenager, and who of us in those years didn't go through that? But it's compounded because her family structure has disintegrated a bit. She's being raised by her grandparents and feels displaced in that way by her grandmother. And then you have John Harrison. He is a man who has placed his significance in his job, which he loses. His career is not what he thought it would be. And so his significance is called into question in his own mind. And then as the story unfolds, you find that there is even a third player who is wrestling with the value that he has and can add to the lives of the people that he loves. Mm. He's just questioning it all because his health has been stripped away. And so you've got three people whose stories converge one upon the other in a very surprising, unique, and creative way that really draws you into the story and, more importantly, into the principle of identity being a critical facet of all of our lives and it being firmly rooted in something that cannot be taken away.
Well, I'll tell you, we have been so blessed by the Kendrick brothers and what they have done, you know, how they started out, Priscilla, and I know you're more aware of the history of how these brothers have come together. They've brought all this talent, from God's kingdom here on earth, and, bringing people like yourself and, Sherry and, Cameron, and of course, this new artist, Erin Wright Thompson, that you know that she's going to be part of some future movies, no doubt, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that about the Kendrick brothers. They tend to see potential in people and possibility in people and then put them in a position to be able to unearth that. And I will be forever grateful to them for that in my own life.
Now, you've done, at least three movies with them, haven't you?
Well, I've done three movies. The second one was with the Irwin brothers. It was I Can Only Imagine last year. So this is the third one. And listen, you couldn't have told me in a million years that I would ever be in a movie. So I can't believe that this is the third one.
Wow. Well, this has been incredible. And in the midst of all this that you're doing, you're a conference speaker, you and your husband going beyond ministries, how God is blessing you and blessing others, through your ministry. Give us an update for our audience on Going Beyond Ministries.
Yes, Going Beyond Ministries exists to really just help women in particular through the teaching of God's Word and then through books and Bible studies, just to introduce them to themselves in the Scripture, to introduce them to who God says that they are, what they can do as a result of the Holy Spirit living inside of them, and then, of course, to introduce them to Jesus, who's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's sort of been modernized and watered down a bit in some streams of the church, but our goal is to just come back to the pure milk of the Word of God, introduce them to Jesus, and then invite them to have a personal relationship and then an ongoing, maturing relationship with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Priscilla, I was just having a conversation with Focus on the Family's Glenn Stanton, writing a book on the myth of the declining church. And what he reported was that the information that was being put out there was convoluted, because what they were looking at and merging all together was the church at large. And when they broke the numbers down, they found out that the churches who held to biblical truth and principles and were obedient to God's law, those are the churches that are fulfilling. Yeah. They are the ones that are growing. It's the others that have bought into this liberal theology, they're the ones that are plummeting, and rightfully so. But when you mix in the numbers, it gives people the false impression that the church is in peril.
Interesting. Yeah, I would agree.
It is amazing. I find that they would come to that kind of conclusion. I think some people would want to come to that conclusion because in this culture, this modernistic culture in which we live in, but the fact of the matter is there are people still looking for the truth. And, you know, God bless you and your husband and your dad and your family, how you've been committed to pursuing the truth of God and courageously and fearlessly going out and sharing it with all of us. We need the encouragement, Priscilla, and we just thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
And like I said, there's some funny parts in there. And of course, it's athletic, too. It's about sports. You're going to have a good time. So, Overcomer in theaters nationwide, August the 23rd. Priscilla Shire on Bill Martinez Live. Priscilla, God bless. Thank you so much for being with us.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.